The Warriors close out 2017 on a high note and now have three consecutive road games in store to begin 2018, starting with a meeting in Dallas with the Mavs on Wednesday, a Saturday night to wrap up a seven-game homestand. The Warriors, propelled by the triumphant return of Stephen Curry, 10 three-pointers on the way to 38 points in 26 minutes of action. As Curry and the Warriors put on a scoring clinic, a 78-point first half, leading to another strong third quarter where Steph added four more trays as the Warriors roll to a 141-128 victory. Here's Steph in the postgame.
Steph, I don't know what you expected of yourself, but I mean, I'm going to assume you probably didn't expect what you did. Describe just how you were feeling tonight and the kind of rhythm you found.
Yeah, I just was happy to be back out there with my guys, and you know, you sit and watch for 11 games, you just just wonder what it's gonna be like to get back out there and finally got that opportunity. I didn't know what to expect. Just wanted to get some good reps, get up and down, see how my my wind was. And surprisingly, I mean, I know I shot it well, but I think my body felt way better than I expected. And the work that, you know, put in with the athletic training staff and strength conditioning, you know, crew helped me be ready to just jump out there and be in rhythm. And it was a fun game. So, you know, my goal is to try to just push the pace on offense and do the things that, you know, get us that energy and get the ball moving and getting everybody involved. And it was kind of an avalanche on the offensive end. And it was good to get out there and play.
Steph, how much did you have to really plead during that third quarter timeout to have Steve keep you in there? And also, did you sense just a joy and a fun this team felt tonight and in the building too, just something different?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you play, you have certain lineups, rotations, and what I try to bring out there, and it's gone for 11 games. Obviously, they played amazing. They're 9-2, and just did it in a different way, and it was fun to watch. But I think what we've been, you know, accustomed to since I've been here is just playing that up-tempo style, and when that ball starts hopping, you know, good things happen, and everybody feels involved, and you know, it's just a fun way to play. And I think the fans tonight in Oracle, you could sense that, and obviously when shots fall, you know, that momentum is pretty consistent throughout the game. And then the third quarter was just it was a quick look to him, and I literally said, no way. Like, you know, I was feeling pretty good, and I think me and him had understanding where the minutes would kind of fall as the game would go on, and I would give him feedback on how my body was feeling, and I felt amazing, and it wasn't just me just saying that. I really did, and he gave me that extra, minute and a half, and I made a shot, so it paid off.
Hey, Steph, we saw the Billy Madison video, but can you just take us through today, leading up to the game, and just the emotions heading into it?
I mean, I was excited. It felt like the first day of school again, for real. Just, you know, you go through the mental grind of keeping your body somewhat in shape and without being able to play. It's a different challenge. And there's a monotony to it every day. You know what you have to get through, and you know what your goal is for when you come back, and what that all, you know, hopefully it'll pay off. But when I woke up this morning, I knew I was just going to play basketball. Like, that's a great feeling to have. And I think the injury puts into perspective how blessed we all are to be able to play this game, and not to take, you know, for granted any opportunity that you get to play the game that you love. And for me, especially just watching my teammates, man, I just love playing with every single guy that's on our team, and just wanted that feeling again, and it was pretty special.
Steve said that you bring something different to the league than anybody ever has. Is that something that you recognize in yourself as well?
It's hard to kind of wrap my mind around that while I'm still in it and still trying to get better and, you know, achieve goals and win championships and things like that. But I know, you know, have a unique style and have really, you know, gotten comfortable in what that's like every night when I'm out there playing. But I mean, honestly, I'll worry about what that means in the grand scheme of history and all that kind of stuff when I'm done playing. But I'm very comfortable with how I play, how I know I can be effective out there, just being ready for every moment, you know, shooting shots I think I can make and stuff that I practice on and just being myself.
Steph, why did you convince Steve to let you get back into game, get back in late? And also, when you see a guy like Gasol on you, a big like that, you know, you start thinking about how you want to mix things up with him or have fun with him or something?
No, it's just plays that you make. I mean, there's no thought in my head besides it's not only who you're looking at across the court. It's just, you know, you have an ISO and just try to make a play. you know, been in that situation plenty of times, so you just be aggressive and be creative and whatnot. And at the end of the game, Coach kind of looked at me because Tyreek hit that four-point play and the lead kind of shrunk just a little bit where, you know, a mini run could – turned it to a 6-7-8 point game, and so I know he didn't want to play me the last those extra 2 minutes, but the game called for it.
Steph, if memory serves, the last time you came back after an absence like this was in Portland in that playoff game when you set the record for points in overtime. How was tonight different from that game, and was it similar in any way?
I started last game, I think, in Portland, I came off the bench, and it was a different feeling. I know the guys have had a lot of momentum in Portland, and as that game went on, I played way over my minute restriction that game because of overtime and whatnot. But it's a different it's a different environment being on the road in a playoff game in the middle of a series where that series is kind of taking an identity and you try to infuse yourself into it. But tonight was just about – just getting some reps, getting out there and testing my ankle, seeing how healthy it was, and just trying to play my style and play aggressive.
You did an interview with Marcus while you were out about how that 38% number was kind of gnawing at you. How much were you kind of obsessed with that number? Do you know what you bumped it up to already tonight?
I'm guessing because you're asking me that I got over the 40 mark. I obsess over it just because that's something I work on every single day and something that I've prided myself in my career. That's kind of like the low end of where I want to be. You know, shooting 40% from three is kind of the well-established kind of point of, you know, above average or whatnot. And especially for me, when you dip below that, everybody asks you questions like, what's going on, whatever. For me, it's just – I'm in my own head, just shoot the same shots you take, you know, keep working on your game, and usually the law of averages, it'll work out in my favor. And hopefully that continues the rest of the season. So, that's kind of the obsession about, you know, that particular number and shooting threes, and especially because of how many I shoot per game.
Steph, while you were out, one of the big games during that stretch was the Christmas Day game. How difficult was it for you sitting out that game? And did you think at some point that you might be able to give it a go for that Christmas Day?
That was kind of – it was weird because it was right in that little in-between zone of kind of assessing my body and knowing I wasn't going to be 100%, but I could be well enough to play and not be in jeopardy of re-injuring myself or whatnot. And I had that on my radar from the time I got hurt. Because I knew it was 8 games from that New Orleans game to the Cleveland game, and wanted to play because of how, you know, special it is to play on Christmas Day, and obviously knowing who we were playing against. You guys, Coach Q, that was probably my worst pregame workout. I had no inspiration at all. I was just out there, I was out there mad the whole time because I wasn't suiting up. So I actually stopped my workout like halfway through because I looked at Q, was like, I got nothing for you today because I was hoping that I'd be able to play. So, if it wasn't Christmas Day, it probably wouldn't have been, you know, that hard to sit out because I wasn't ready. But, that's a big stage.
And again, the first 3 games of 2018 coming on the road Wednesday in Dallas before the team takes on the Houston Rockets on Thursday before wrapping up the trip in Los Angeles against the Clippers. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.